North Adams, Massachusetts resident Rachel Branch is running for mayor for the third consecutive election. Branch, who hosts a public access television program called Solutions Rising, has served on the North Adams Housing Authority, as well as the Northern Berkshire Vocational Regional School District Committee. Mayor Tom Bernard is not seeking a third term this fall. Branch, whose father was once president of the city council, joins MCLA student Josh Valliers in the field, though City Council Vice President Jason LaForest intends to enter the race. Branch tells WAMC that public service, feminism, and representing the community's youth are at the core of her latest campaign.
Well, I think if you go back to 2017 and 2019, all of the issues that I spoke about then are still relevant. Obviously, with the COVID pandemic, we have additional issues that needs to be addressed, and obviously health is at the top of the list. I don't go 1, 2, 3, 4. Health is infrastructure. Certainly, your fire hydrants have to be fixed in North Adams. So if you talk about health, water, air, my energy fights for clean energy, these are all basic to service to the community. And having what I call a warm and welcoming community. And you have to take care of the public service needs first.
This being your third run for mayor, how are you going to approach it this time around? Do you feel like you have a new strategy to make it to the corner office in City Hall?
I have an additional strategy. I'm going to use my own Solutions Rising program to be interviewed by different people on the different areas of my life that I have committed and fulfilled community service and public service.
If you had to break down for people the key aspects of your life in public service, in a nutshell, what exactly has your experience been serving communities?
Trying to solve problems. And I think that's probably it, Josh. Trying to solve problems and for everyday people, for everyone, actually, but for obviously the most vulnerable. I always talk about the most vulnerable, and that accent first starts with children.
You announced your candidacy on Earth Day. Was there any significance to choosing that day to enter the race?
There's great significance for me, both because it was Earth Day and because I have been fighting for clean air and clean water since 1997. I have testified in Hartford and Connecticut. I did a lot of work in Connecticut. Three times to clean up power plants. I helped stop an asphalt plant in my neighborhood when I lived in Bridgeport. I fought up here in North Adams, still testifying, fought Kinder Morgan, Tennessee Gas. So that was very important on Earth Day. And also, which I didn't put in my announcement, that was my father's birthday anniversary. So I thought that was a very special day to have Earth Day and my father's birthday anniversary be the day that I announced.
You're also the co-producer of a community radio station program, Jazz Oasis. Rachel, what is on your spring playlist this year?
Oh, I have an ongoing list. Well, the next one I'm going to do is Mildred Bailey. And I've done everything from Duke Ellington, Clark Terry, Doris Day, who lived in North Adams, Peggy Lee. I've done a mixture, and it's always about telling stories.